You say Goodman called it.
You have me in your death pool this year?
You and Julius. Julius. Are you two the same age?
No. Julius is like 26.
Oh, okay. He's a year younger.
I gotta find out about Julius' new girlfriend. Find out the story there.
She's Canadian.
She's Canadian. Long distance relationship. Yep. Like, it's got a real big head.
It's got legs.
Yeah, she was one of the, like, these University of British Columbia interns that came over. She stayed for, like, 4 or 5
months. That's all going to be part of my talk next Saturday with Danielle and Melissa. We're going to talk about all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're both. I don't think, you know, if she's got a wedding coming up, I don't think she's going to leave her.
Beyonce. No, and she's gainfully employed, so to speak.
Really,
so
I'm the one you have to worry about.
You?
Yeah.
Wait, you and Julius?
No, you think it's going to be Julius? That's the problem? I think Saywa's more dangerous.
Either or? Yeah.
Use protection. You don't know what kind of disease it is. Well, you do know what kind of disease
it is. Oh, wow. You know, I started the podcast.
Yeah, you might want to just kill that one and start over. Or once it's on the record, it's
on permanently. So, Melissa is not going to be with us. Huh? Who? Julius or Saywa?
You don't have to worry. They're in the large group of nobody.
What?
There's nobody that close to the podcast.
Kazia, I'll have you know, faithfully listens to them all.
Hi, Kazia. This is broadcast just for you.
An N of 1 is better than an N of 0. So, where's Jennifer?
She forgot.
She thought she was going to buy 2 ones in a row.
What? I know. You would thought it was because you had decoupled with Danielle.
Well, he practiced with him too, so.
Actually, the common denominator here is Danielle.
Wait.
Right? Or is it Jennifer?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer's the common denominator. You thought.
Did you want this plugged in? Okay.
You thought you were kind of stepping up by moving from Danielle to Jennifer.
Well, I wasn't moving. I was doing both. I'm playing both sides.
But it's really Jennifer who's the...
Well, we knew. We talked about her as a star all along. I don't care the content. You edit the data. Just make
some people just are natural born colors, you know. I can't explain it. I was never that great at it myself, but.
The skill set there, I mean, we're just taking places.
Hey, if you were an AI coder, you could do that for a living. You could make a living doing that and nothing else.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You'd have to really get a lot of people, though, I would imagine.
All kinds of people are doing.
There's no way I'm getting.
AI research.
I emailed her and he's already clear.
You guys are trying to get reliability on the
squad.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
You guys are having trouble with it?
Probably the ones I submit, she could be like, oh, yeah, you could fine, but you could do them all. And I just, from looking at the choices, I'm like, this could be a 2, 3, 4, or 5.
But you could argue.
You could argue any of them.
Reason.
So I'm just kind of picking. Maybe it's that one.
Are they extraordinarily difficult story stems to rate? I mean, that stems with responses.
For me, it's something about the system, and that it's not necessarily linear. It's kind of like, this one that we have here,
it's like kind of disjoint, but not linear. Like, or and the other problem is the transcripts. I don't understand why it's coded from transcripts, because, or at least the transcripts that we are giving don't have actions in them. It's just what the kid is saying. Sometimes you don't even understand. Like, if I were watching this thing, I would understand much more if the kid was being, like, all over the place and had a bizarre story. But it's so hard to tell what the kid's doing because there are no actions written down. It's just what the kid is saying. Mm-hmm.
Whoever's interviewing them is quite misleading.
Yeah.
So it's hard to disentangle whether it's coming from the interview or whether it's coming from the trial. Mm-hmm. There's one category in the coding scheme that kind of conflates emotion and theme, which can go hand in hand, but in some ways it kind of convolutes the actual
category. That's one of the hardest ones. Like, if they acknowledge the emotion and they acknowledge the theme, sometimes it just, you can't see the child, you don't know, like.
Yeah. Long story short,
it's don't do my best. Let's see how it goes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you don't feel that the training was a waste.
No. I think it certainly has. I like kind of the clinical utility of it that we spent a little time talking about.
If I get reliability, I think it would be definitely useful, because I think all the ones that we transcribe have actions in there, and they're much more, like, I think they're much more clear than the transcripts that we're getting. Mm-hmm. So if I'm able to get reliability, it'd be totally worth it.
Yeah. Because
ours will be a lot easier, I think.
All right. So we have everybody here who's coming today. So the reliabilities were outstanding. And Jennifer gets special recognition.
Who was my step name?
Me.
Oh.
Danielle. Seems like no matter whom you're paired with, you get a one.
I should not get, freedom from writing dissertation.
Well, that's big. That's a tall order. I wouldn't even have gotten there. I'd have been like the next week of coding.
All right, I'll
wait
down.
Somebody
write
my. Put in the door phenomenon.
Put in the face.
Start big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carried away. And other social psychology concepts.
Start big and then get smaller.
Don't start it for me after.
I didn't even do this. I had no internet. I didn't do this. That's 3 points off. My final grade. Couldn't download the ratings.
Oh, that's right.
Internet. Because I'm in
service.
Yeah, in the ice age.
All right. So, if we look at the discrepancies here. Let's look at Leona and Melissa.
So there's that one. There was a lot. I remember we talked in the last meeting about how one was a really good one.
So you have three different discrepancies there. So let's get back to that. So then we have Danielle and Eric. Just one there. Story. Monster in the bedroom story. Then we have Jennifer and Stephanie. No need to discuss them. Stephanie, aka Danielle. And then we have Deb and Kasia. We have one discrepancy there and one there. So those I've identified. I think maybe we can only look at one or two, and we can end early today. So, who wants to examine his or her own discrepancies for the group's discussion? Don't inundate me, okay? I don't like to be inundated. I get overwhelmed easily.
For story two, on 1007, so I put a 1.
And Kazi put a 2. This one right here. Okay, so that's the hurt knee.
I wasn't sure about that.
All right, so let's dial that one up. Brittany on the ball. Thank you. So this is 1006072. Right?
Deb?
1006072. Oh, you know, you know it's A. Mm-hmm. All right.
Seca. Take a note. So, right.
So I guess what I need to learn.
So marginal expression is symbolic play. The child interacts with the doll or object, but in a manner that is not consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action. That's still a one. Child physically inserts himself into the narrative.
I guess I saw it as being consistent because that was the trick that hurt me. It wasn't inconsistent.
Yeah, I thought that was a poor representation of a medicating child. I agree with Brown.
Oh, you think it should be a two?
Yeah. I don't think it was very good, but I thought turning him over was would call the adjusting him. I think that was medicated.
Oh, man, I think that's a stretch. Were you?
Yeah. Oh, your hero just scared me. Also.
Well, in that case, it's a two. I mean, come on. Jennifer says it's a two. Should we watch it again? Wait,
turn the doll over, there wasn't any indication that the child was giving the doll medicine because of the hernia, I would have given it a 1.
Wait, did you like that to give him medicine?
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
See, you love this group.
Too far? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it happened like right after she fell off the top. It was maybe over that.
He's asserting himself as a woman.
He's doing with the doll.
By inserting himself, they meant like if he gave himself medicine.
Yeah.
If he does something to a doll, I think it's
listening. Yeah. I don't see him doing anything to a doll other than like flipping it over.
But wouldn't you flip that doll over to give medicine on his first game? The doll is laying face down, planking, if you will. One would have to flip the doll over to give in medicine on his part name.
But he did it.
He doesn't. But he does flip it over.
He flips it over.
But then he like adjusted it. He went back at it. And did something.
I think that's a one, but he actually puts his hand on the doll to give him medicine like that.
Yeah, that could be medicine.
Giving him medicine.
He didn't have an ambulance come. He points, it looked like he pointed to the child's arm after the child's back up, and then it looks like he's doing it again. This guy wants to be anywhere but here.
Or a Texas Tech fan.
I vote with Deb, but Kasia, the rest of the group votes with you. So I've been overruled. And so have you, Deb, apparently. I'm sorry.
1.5.
That's how it's going to average out.
Devin, I just couldn't give a higher score. All right. Any other videos we want to watch? Anybody want to? Everybody understand why you were discrepant with your partner? Yeah?
Yeah.
See, Jennifer doesn't have to answer that question.
Idolatry is just really...
Everybody understand their discrepancies with their partner? She's not here, so I don't know. Have you talked to her?
Can you? We can look at her.
You want to?
Sure.
Which one would you like to pick out?
Perhaps staying in the same theme as the first,
the top video.
201072.
Yeah, I think when it's the
Parker story,
I think it was
one of the child inserted him or something in the story by what it looked like hand writing cheating, consistent with the story stuff.
Now this is the departure?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. And is this?
I'm gonna get B.
Oh, this is the it's the departure story you want to look at. Okay. It's B.
If I recall.
We haven't watched very many departures. Now, Valia thinks that Julius could be a male model. What do you guys think? He's a dad to it. I don't really see it.
Is he tall?
He's not as tall as you, obviously. But 5'10", 5'11".
I would like
him. What?
I wouldn't call him tall.
Very few people you would call tall. That was it?
And there's another.
So far I see a one. See that? Did you see the eating area?
Eating out, I'm gone. But I'm making up for a problem that happened with my internet. You lost
All right, so are we all agreed except for Eric that it's a one?
Yes.
All right, sorry, Melissa. We vote for a one on story 4, 0201072. The child was mimicking eating something, but not with the doll, so that would be a one. Marginal expression of symbolic play.
So. What are you going to do with your the knowledge of your victory?
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Disneyland?
Yeah.
All right. So next week we're going back to our regular time. And someone pointed out earlier that we have only two more meetings. And then the final meeting will be a little party.
On the 21st.
On the 28th, we'll have the party.
On the 28th.
Eight.
Oh, so two more regular meetings instead
of
the reserves.
Right? Is that right, Brittany? We'll be done? No?
I'm handing out the last one, so the 21st will be the last.
Oh, so we're done a week early?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Wow, I thought we'd done. Okay, so then we can partay on the 21st. The 28th we can just eliminate. That's great. Okay.
Are we meeting to talk about posters? I just
okay, we use the 28th for that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, see, the expert coder is also the expert poster maker.
Yeah, also the expert not knowing
what to Oh, snap.
No, I've never presented a poster anywhere before, so I'm just, like, I don't
know. All right, so why don't we use the 28th to talk about that?
Okay. You said you.
Yeah, I want to examine the data first, and then we can meet.
So
you, Melissa, and me, I think.
In July.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Who wants to take place on me? Did
anybody not yet? Everyone's been outside of college. I'll do it. How long does it take to code a story completion task? All right, so then next week is our last formal, like, training or preventing inter-rater drift meeting. Is that correct? Nice, sweet. And let's see, we have posters coming up. So Jennifer and Deb, you both are going to be going, you're going to be representing, okay. And Catherine couldn't make it today because she is working, but she'll be back next week to kind of observe and see what we're doing. So I think that's it. Seems like there's something else, but I can't remember what it is. But Brittany's going to be helping out with actually the preparations for Uganda. So I want to thank Brittany for agreeing to help
Brittany's
us out with
all
that.
Over the place.
What's that?
Brittany's all over the place.
She is. She's making herself known. She wants to get accepted into this program. So.
I didn't do that.
You should
confer towards Judaism.
What's that?
Like, you're just like one hour.
What did you say?
No. Jeez Louise.
Did you say something about Judaism?
I told her she shouldn't become an Orthodox Jew.
Oh, oh my gosh. At least you could have waited until after the podcast was over. All right.